Welcome to Messy Bun Sisters Podcast.
I'm Alyssa.
I'm Lauren. And this is episode 9. I think, right, Trent?
Correct.
Yay. Yes,
we did it. We're 9 weeks in, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
So what's up?
I just have a busy life.
Tell us about your busy life, Alyssa.
Well, last week was really, I don't want to get too much into it, but yeah, it was, Liam wasn't feeling well, so it was hard, a hard week just hanging with the boys and just having them like both home alone all the time because Liam usually goes to school.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot. And then this weekend was just busy.
It's hard in the season of COVID to have somebody sick in the house.
Yeah. Because you really just don't want to be around anybody. You don't want to go out.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't been exposed, but like even, yeah, I don't want to get too much
that we know of.
That's true too.
Yeah.
But
if you've been exposed, comment below.
Oh my God. Yeah, it was just weird. And then, I don't know, this weekend just felt like, it was David's birthday this week too. Happy birthday, babe. And it just was like, I don't know, just busy. Like, I don't know.
How old is David?
He is 28.
Wow, what an old man.
I know, it's funny. He has like a lot of gray hairs now.
Uh-huh.
Like a lot. And he was at church the other day and somebody was like, wow, are you getting gray hair? And I was like, don't talk to him. It's such a sore subject because he's 28 now.
He has a lot of gray hair.
A lot, yeah.
I don't understand.
But it looks good. I mean, he's handsome.
I have a lot of gray hair too. But
not as much as him.
Are you sure?
I do both of y'all's hair, I'm sure. David just has like that light brown, dirty blonde
hair. Cheers. Cheers to a busy weekend.
What did you do this weekend?
Well, we were supposed to go to Austin. I'm sorry, Amanda, we missed it. But like literally, I feel like a lot of people like in our inner circle who are friends are like have exposed to COVID or like been around COVID, and we haven't seen them in a really long time. So we made the decision just to stay home. So literally Friday evening, Saturday evening, I watched. Okay.
Hi, Paige.
Hi, Nicole. I watched, the Holidate.
Oh my gosh, I watched that too.
It's really cute.
It is super cute.
I hate that I liked it.
Yeah.
And then I also watched Dash and Lily.
I want to see that. You said it was
good. It is so, if you want to watch a Christmas show.
It's a show?
It's a show. It's like 10 episodes. And you want to be like, see what New York is like in Christmas time. You need to watch it. It's just a really cute.
I wonder if it's going to be the same this year, New York.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Because you will be herded around like cattle.
That was July 4th.
Uh-uh. It was when you saw all the lights, I thought.
Yeah, when we were at Saks Fifth.
Yeah.
Okay, so Paige probably knows about this too. We were at Saks on Fifth. Is it on Fifth? I guess it is. But anyway.
Isn't that what it's called?
Saks Fifth Avenue? I guess so, yeah. anyway, so like they have this like giant display during Christmas time, and it has like lights, like a light show and everything. And I got stuck there one day, like going home or something, and I was literally shuffling, like I was surrounded by people, just like kind of. And if you're in New York, like you know, this is like a thing. Like you just sometimes you just like shuffle through people, and like that everyone just kind of moves in like a small little thing.
Awful.
It was very cozy, especially because it was cold outside.
Yeah.
But
imagine that, like right like now, that's like, I don't know, people would be just scared.
Yeah, there's a lot of, there's gonna be a lot of COVID going on.
A lot of anxiety.
Yeah, so I did that. I watched Holiday. I watched Lally and Dish. Lily and Dash and Lily. And then I watched another show. I watched The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
I watched
good.
Like a lot of shows this
week. When
weekend.
Was The Mandalorian? When
it
does
comes
it come
out every Friday.
Okay, see.
And The British Bake Off. I watch that too.
I thought it was on Sundays. And so mm-hmm. David and I have just been waiting for Sundays to watch it. But it works for us. Like
yeah.
Sundays is a good night for us to watch a show together.
I'm trying to think.
Do y'all have a show to watch together or just Mandalorian?
Trent doesn't want to watch Mandalorian
what?
With me. Trent?
Why?
Why Trent?
Because I haven't watched any of The Mandalorian.
Well, watch them all. Well, and then catch up.
I'm behind and I'm watching other shows.
What are you watching, Trent?
I'm watching The Last Kingdom. I'm rewatching The Frontier. And I'm watching, I think it's a show called Ancient Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Very different.
So y'all don't have any shows together right now.
No, Lauren always watches ahead and I get left behind and then I give up.
I also started watching The Morning Show.
I haven't seen that. That's a lot of TV.
Just since Friday.
Oh my God.
Literally.
Lauren is just like your dad in that she always has to have stuff going on.
Yeah.
On TV.
On the TV.
All day.
That's not true.
All day when she was not in meetings, she was listening to either podcasts or shows on her phone all day. Even when she went to take a shower, she was watching a show. Her phone was on the counter.
I was listening to a podcast.
That's really funny. I like did not know that was a thing.
What do you mean?
Like Alec does that too.
He listens Lauren to podcasts in the
Alec,
shower?
Alec watches YouTube in the shower.
That
doesn't even cross my mind to do that.
I'll just like listen to a show.
I know,
like,
but it's so funny.
Mostly just podcast. I'll listen to it in the shower.
Still, like it just like for me that thought of doing that doesn't even cross my mind. I just take a shower.
Yeah, in silence, like a regular person. Yeah,
like, what do you do when you're in the shower?
I can be alone with my own thoughts, like a normal person. Here's the thing. My life consists of a lot of noise during the day. So when I have time that there's no noise, it's fine. Or I'm alone, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes even when I'm in the car, like pumping, like I can just sit with no music and no...
I like to be alone.
Okay.
I do.
What station is the Christmas show on?
The ones that I watched were on Netflix.
Ooh.
Yeah, so only the ones I've been... Somebody else... Oh, I also watched Love Actually.
You're yelling.
Which is... Oh. Which is another Christmas show that I liked, but I had to buy Love Actually.
Really?
Because it's not streaming anywhere. And I was like, that really kicks off my Christmas season. So I just bought Love Actually so I can watch it forever.
Why are you kicking off Christmas so early?
Because it's the year 2020.
True.
All right. Bye, Instagram.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to us. So we didn't really get to have... Or we didn't find a review this week, guys. What the heck? Y'all are slacking.
Well, we're kind of slacking, too.
We're slacking, too. Yeah. So there's no review of the week, but we have another segment that we always do. Ready? Go.
5, 6, 7, 8. Ooh-wee. That's news to me. That's news to me. Ooh-wee. That's news to me. That's news to me.
Awesome. All right. So speaking of shows that we've been watching, I started to watch The Crown today.
That's what I was going to say that's all I've been watching right now because I'm trying to catch up because y'all were all like, The Crown's coming out on Sunday. And I had never watched, I watched one episode with you and Mom and I was like, this is boring. I don't want to watch this. And then
what changed your mind?
I just wanted to see all the hoopla was about.
Uh-huh.
So I watched like the first 2-3 episodes and I was like, I need to know what's gonna happen.
It's so good. It's like full of drama. Speaking
and
of
it's just like the thing is I'm like always googling like because it's real, it's based off of real people. Like, what happened to this? Is this really what happened? And I'm like googling and watching.
And a lot
it.
Of it is really what happened. It's crazy.
I just got to the episode about Uncle David with the Marburger files.
What do you mean?
With the Nazis.
Oh, yeah. He was a Nazi sympathizer. Yeah.
I was like, oh, shoot.
He sure was. Yeah. And Wallace Simpson. Isn't that crazy? Like, just over, like, 3 generations, maybe 4, that he couldn't marry a divorced American woman. And here we are. Prince, what's his name?
Harry
is married to a divorced American woman.
Is she American or Canadian?
She's maybe she's Canadian.
I think she's Canadian. Let me look it up.
Either way, like, It's like,
yeah,
look.
Yeah, but they're not part of the royal family anymore, right? Or what's the deal?
I think they just don't have the duty. They are obviously a part of the family. They don't just don't have, like, the duties of the royal family.
She's an American actress. See? But she is... Oh, no, she was born in L.A.
I love Meghan
Markle. She's only 39.
Yeah. Wow. You thought she was older?
I thought she was like, oh, no, she just younger? Had a baby.
She's old. She's like 3 years older than Harry.
How old is Harry?
Harry is like 36 or something like that.
He's 36. You're right.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Y'all, I'm obsessed with the royal family.
Well, his birthday is close to yours, too. So he's probably your whatever sign.
He's a Virgo. I've always loved Prince Harry.
Yeah. He gives me good vibes.
Yeah. I'm like so...
they give me good vibes.
Yes. It's like they're normal. Because if you watch The Crown or done any like...
They remind me so much of David's aunt and uncle.
Really? Which ones?
I'll show you a picture.
But like if you look at any research, if you do any research on the royal family, on the British royal family, there is like so much crazy drama and like just... I don't
just
even know.
Just because he's redhead and she has dark hair. I think that's why.
Yeah.
Know. They're beautiful.
Yes, they are. It's just like there's some... And all the drama that went on with like Diana, I feel like... And Harry obviously went through like a lot of therapy and he went through a lot of like crazy things. To see him like wanting to leave a normal life is... I don't know. It's just cool. And I'm glad that Meghan has given him that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think she had... a really hard time similar.
Her family is also crazy.
Yeah, but the fact that like to imagine like having a crazy family and then marrying the Prince of England you know, and then realizing all the crap that has gone on with their family, I don't know, it just seems like,
and like thinking that his grandma could have killed Diana, that's another conspiracy theory. Anyway, so if y'all haven't watched The Crown and you like drama or period pieces, I would highly recommend it. It's very good. Just so you know, every two seasons they change actors. So for the first two seasons, it was Claire Foy as the queen, as a young woman. And then the next two seasons is Olivia Colman as like a middle-aged woman. And I don't know who's going to play the queen as an older lady.
So did it change? Wait, what season is it on now?
It's on season 4. So this is the last season Olivia Colman's going to play.
Oh, so season 3 already changed.
Yeah, so season 1 and season 2 are Claire Foy. Season 3 and season 4, Olivia Colman.
I'm like mid-season 2, so.
Yeah, so the next season's going to be Olivia Colman.
Oh, I like these actors and actresses.
I know, it does kind of suck. But, I mean, even the actors now that are like the Queen and Prince Philip and all them are still like really good. Yeah, they're good. They're like... I think Olivia Colman is an Oscar winner.
Yeah.
Like, and she's...
I don't know. I guess like with the... not that I obviously have anything in common with the Queen of England. But the fact that she was younger, it was like made me like, oh my gosh, like for her to go through all of that.
I know,
at
but
such a young age.
You also have to think right now, she's like 96 or...
No, I know, but it made me like connect to the show. Like, mm-hmm. Because I like... Don't... You know what I mean.
Think about all the people she connected with, too. All the young people she connected to.
Well, I got to the part where she's, like, connected with Billy Graham. And Billy Graham was her same age. Whenever they met. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy.
And I was like, that is weird. And it's crazy that, like, she was the Queen of England. And he was, like, doing these massive crusades. In their, like, how old were they? Late 20s?
Yeah.
I'm in my late 20s. I'm at the end of my 20s.
It's just also a different time, too. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Anyway, so back to our news story. So now this season, we're actually into the season of when Diana came, which I'm only on episode 2 right now because of all the shows I've
watched. Yeah.
And the girl's really good. Her name is Emma Corrin.
The preview, I'm like, whoa,
it's the haircut. Yeah. It's the haircut, it's the eyes, and you can tell she like really studied like how Diana moves and like how she talks, and
which is a good actress.
Yeah. The Crown's Emma Corrin says she'd Corrin said she'd leave if she saw Prince William or Prince Harry at a party. And I was like, what? Which that says before that Prince William does not watch The Crown. But okay, Emma Corrin may play Princess Diana on season 4 of The Crown, but she does not want to chat with Diana's sons about her performance anytime soon. Rightfully so. She's 24, which when Princess Diana, I think when she married or met or was engaged to Prince William, she was 19.
Prince Charles.
Charles. She was 19 wow. years old. I know. So this actress is 24, said that meeting the princes aren't on her to-do list. If I ever saw them at the party, I'd probably leave. Corrin did admit that she'd be interested to know what William 38 and Harry 36 think of her portrayal. I can't imagine, she said, of the brother's reaction. I'm not going to say it doesn't matter because that would be arrogant. If someone
ignorant.
If wow, I can't read. If someone made a program about my grandma who died last year, that would be difficult for me to watch. Scroll down a little bit more. Thank you.
It was their mom.
I know, but I think she's saying like somebody close to me died. I wouldn't be comfortable watching that show. Prince William previously said he does not watch The Crown, and that's coming from Olivia Colman, who plays his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, in seasons 3 and 4. I was so excited and asked, have you watched it? Colman said to the Graham Norton show last year. His answer was a firm no, but he was very charming and lovely.
Does Prince Harry watch it?
I don't look at that. Wow. Just like, so
it's the haircut.
I even think it's the nose.
Yeah, they did a really good job casting.
I know, and I don't even think that she's been in a lot of things. Like, look at that too.
Yeah,
that is crazy. The one on the bottom left, that looks just like her. Yeah, if y'all are interested in like the royals at all, you should definitely watch this show. But
that's the thing is, like, I wasn't really interested in it, in them. And then I watched it. I don't know. But now I'm interested in them is what
I'm saying. Because they have so much drama and lies
and I think, like,
scandal.
What interests me is how old that it, like, the monarchy is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that always interests me, like, about Europe is just, and just everything other than America is, like, how old those countries are
mm-hmm.
and like their traditions and the things that they do. It's crazy,
right?
And it's like, I don't know if there are any other monarchies. I should look that up. That should be a trivia question.
Well, another show, if you're interested in British history or British royalty, you need to watch Victoria, because that's, I think Mom watched it. That's also a really great, oh, you know what he told me about it, Stephanie. That's a really great like historical show, because also if you're interested in the British royal family, Prince Philip, who is Queen Elizabeth's husband, they are both cousins. They are both descendants of Queen Victoria. Did you know that?
That's crazy.
And Queen Victoria was queen from like, she like revolutionized England. Like she, her husband Prince Albert was the one that like brought the Christmas tree to like Christmas. I'm trying to think what else. Like she was just very like progressive and forward thinking, even though she was also like a prude. She had 9 kids. But what she did is she married off her kids to all these different royals in all these different countries. So literally the descendants of Queen Victoria like are all over Europe. Like they're all royalty all over Europe.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay, so this is interesting. It says so there's like the Kingdom of Belgium, Kingdom of Netherlands, Kingdom of Norway, Kingdom of Spain, Kingdom of Sweden are fully democratic states in which the monarch has a limited or largely ceremonial role.
So they
even think that
they vote
Spain
the king and queen in?
No, I think that it's like similarly to how we think of the queen, where she's not in charge, like they have of their prime minister, but whatever.
Yeah, it's like, and what does the queen...
These are mixed monarch... So these were...
Liechtenstein? Like from...
Liechtenstein.
Like from A Knight's Tale.
Yeah.
Ulrich von Liechtenstein.
Yeah. Yeah, Prince of Monaco has simple powers.
Simple powers.
Yeah. Muslim monarchies, Bahrain, Brunei. I'm just going to mess this up. Malaysia, Kingdom of Jordan.
Is that you?
Kuwait. Yeah, sorry. Kingdom of Morocco, the Sultanate of Oman, the state of Qatar. And that's interesting. I was going to see if there's absolute monarchies, but it doesn't look like it.
What's an absolute monarchy?
Where, like, they're in charge. Because these are all saying, like, constitutional monarchies, mixed monarchies, constitutional monarchies, commonwealth realms. So.
I don't even know what that means.
So I guess it's like they, I don't know if they own them still, but they're like part of the British. They evolved out of the British Empire into fully independent states within the Commonwealth of Nations that retain the Queen as head of state, unlike other Commonwealth countries that are either dependencies, republics, or have other royal houses. I don't know. It's interesting.
Anyway, watch The Crown.
Okay.
So what we're doing today is we are doing trivia, and if we get it wrong, we have to take a drink. That's why we have our wine.
Yeah, let me take a drink of water first.
So do we have two? Let's do The Office first, Trent. Because I feel like.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
I will probably drink all of my drink. I've seen The Office plenty of times, but not recently.
I haven't seen it recently either. I started it at the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh, see, I haven't even done it that recently. I've watched it maybe like 2 years ago because David finds it cringy, which is not going to be a popular opinion, but.
David finds The Office cringy. I find David cringy.
Hey.
Not sorry.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Whoa. All right, welcome back. It's January 9th, 2020.
I hate this guy.
Today is Thursday. We will be doing a 20-question quiz about the television
show
The Office. You'll have about 7 seconds after the question is read to answer it. There are 20 questions. This quiz will take 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Question one.
Get a better mic.
Who does Michael accidentally hit with his car in the parking lot?
Meredith.
Okay.
Alyssa.
Oh, wait, I have to answer?
Yeah.
Meredith.
Wait, we have to do 3, 2, 1,
the
answer.
Okay.
It's Meredith.
I'm going to drink because I got that wrong.
But did you know?
No.
Question two.
Oh, my God.
On the night Pam got really drunk at the Dundies and kissed Jim, what did she win her Dundee for?
I got it. Press pause.
Oh, I don't know.
3, 2, 1. White as shoes.
The answer is the whitest sneakers. Question three. What is the name of Angela's cat, which Dwight kills by putting it in the freezer?
Oh, no. Mr. Wait.
I don't know.
3, 2, 1. Mr. Sparkles?
Know. You're going to have to drink, probably.
We'll see.
Man, I need to watch it again. This has been too long.
The answer
sprinkles!
Is sprinkles.
Oh, sparkles. So close.
Question four. What vegetable does Michael force feed Kevin?
3, 2, 1.
A
carrot?
These answers.
I don't know it either. I'm guessing a carrot.
Okay.
A carrot.
A carrot.
The answer is
broccoli. I should have just guessed.
Question five. According to Dwight, nostalgia is one of the greatest human weaknesses, second only to what?
I don't remember.
Love.
Love? Okay, well, we'll see.
The answer is the neck.
Okay, cheers.
That's a Dwight answer.
Question six. What is Scranton's nickname?
What?
You have friends from there.
I know. And isn't Joe Biden from there too?
Is he really?
Yeah.
That's funny. He looks like he'd be from Scranton.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
The answer is the Electric City.
Oh, I feel like I knew that.
The Electric City.
Question 7. What is Aaron's real first name?
Shoot!
Oh, it's like... I don't remember. Karen.
Kelly! I was close. My God!
The answer is Kelly.
Dang it. I'm no Office fan.
Question 8.
I'm upset.
What does Kevin get fired for?
Okay. Oh, he messed up some numbers. Oh, the imaginary number, right?
The answer is he created a fake number to balance out the books.
He didn't even guess.
Oh, yeah.
9. Who left the office to run her own branch when she discovered that Jim was still in love with Pam?
Who left the office to run? Oh, Karen.
Yeah.
Karen.
I was going to say, what's
the answer
actress's
is
names?
Karen.
Rashida Jones.
Yeah, Rashida Jones.
Oh, you're still going to drink? You got it right.
I didn't say Karen.
Question 10. What does Michael pick as his username when he signs up for an online dating site?
Oh my God, I know this.
What did it say?
It's something stupid. But
I wanted
press
to
play.
Say the one from that game that we have. Domo
Winkle Dinkle 69.
The answer is Little Kid Lover.
Why?
Question.
All right.
Well, I already said I was going to get them all wrong. I think you let yourself down.
I let myself down. All right. So this is just 15 regular trivia questions from October.
I'm also going to get all these.
I know, me too.
Saying it right now because my brain's not working.
What's a show that you would know the trivia answers to? What is an interrobang?
Trent's supposed to read them for us.
Oh.
You can do it, Trent.
What is an interrobang? A bearing, B, a punctuation mark, C, a salt.
I'm going to say B.
I'm going to say C.
Oh, look, the red line goes for the answer.
Oh,
I was right. You have to drink.
Dang it.
What is it? It's like a, I use that all the time, but just separate.
Now we know we can go together.
But there's not one on the,
it's an intro bang. 15, A.
Well, Trent's supposed to read it.
Oh, yeah, Trent, pause.
In which year was William Shakespeare born? 1564, 1665, or 1776?
1776.
Was he born?
A.
Let's see.
Yes!
No, neither of us had to drink.
I know.
1776. New York City.
You know, they say that he probably didn't write all those things and that he was actually illiterate.
Look at him. He looks illiterate.
Stupid. Which of the following countries is the Kookaburra native to? Germany, Canada, or Australia?
Oh, I'm going
to
say C,
I'm
Australia.
I'm going to say Australia, too. Maybe I should change it just to be opposite of you. No, C.
Yes!
Yeah. Cheers.
Wow.
Oh, wait, we don't have to drink.
I don't even know what that is. Kookaburra sounds Australian.
It's native to Australia and New Guinea. They are found in habits ranging from humid forest to arid savanna.
Savanna.
It's a bird, if y'all are wondering that are listening.
What was the first toy to be advertised on television? Mr. Potato Head, Clue, or Barbie?
I'm going to say C.
Mr. Potato
Barbie.
Head.
C, Barbie.
A, Mr. Potato Head.
C, Barbie.
What if it's B?
Clue is not a toy.
Okay, yeah. A.
Whoa! No.
That's funny. Oh, I'm going to get Mr. Potato Head for Liam. I think he would like it.
Potato Head. That reminds me of Toy Story.
We were extra points if you can name in the comments in which year.
No,
I don't
thank
know.
You. I don't know.
How many pairs of ribs are in a human body?
We both went to try to count.
Eight?
Ten? I think there's 10 in men.
guys.
I mean, I think there's 8 in men and 10 in women.
Trent tricked me the other day. What did you say, babe?
But we can't count some of them that are way up here.
I think there's 8. Oh. Wait, no, 10. 10.
Wait, okay, see?
I'm going to say B, 10.
Maybe I'll go
in. No, wait.
Final answer. 1, 2, 3. B.
C.
Go.
12.
Oh!
Yes! Ooh, I'm glad I went in my gut on that one. Because they go all the way up here. Oh, you need a drink.
Oh, yeah. I need more drink.
Hurry, go get some.
No, what I told you the other day was, yeah, like some stupid like Christian mom was like telling her kid or something like, males have 11 ribs and females have 12 ribs.
Just in case. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Next one. What is the pH level of water typically around?
7.
I'm going to say 7 too. That's my lucky number.
Yeah, that's an easy one, guys.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
7.
7. Yes.
Yes. Oh, wow. Look at that.
Oh, my God. What is that?
What is that? I want an alkaline water maker. Doesn't your mom have one, Trent?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like
$5,000. I know.
But it's really good for you.
Yeah. And their water is really tasty.
Yeah, I like the way alkaline water tastes.
Which letter of the English alphabet is most common?
A.
A-A, B, E, C, S.
I'm going to say B, E.
I'm going to do A-A.
A-A-A.
Well, my name has 2 A's in it, so.
I have 1 A and 1 E.
Yes! Oh, I'm thinking like maybe the.
I have literally 1 A and 1 E in my name.
Only those.
Trent has an E in his name.
I don't have an E in my name.
I know. So that's obviously 2 out of 3.
One of my kids does.
Did you take a drink?
He takes a bucket drink. Hmm? He sings a song that reminded him of the good times. You know that song?
All right. What was the original name of the Twitter bird? Tim, Simon, or Larry?
Huh. I didn't know there was an original
name. I'm going to say...
Simon.
Larry.
Tim. Simon. B, Simon.
C, Larry.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Might be Tim.
I got it right! You're getting a lot of these right, actually.
Wow, I'm smart.
How many more questions? A lot. Oh, after Larry Bird of the NBA Celtics. Oh, God.
How many red stripes are on the American flag?
No, this is an easy answer, and I don't know it.
Oh, no.
We're bad Americans.
A7. I thought there was 13 stripes.
No. Yeah, there are 13 stripes. How many are red? 9. Wait, 7.
7.
7.
7, 7, 7.
7. A7.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
7. 7 red.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
6 white.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, thank God we're good Americans.
We're semi-good Americans.
Jeez.
That was funny. They represent the original 13 British colonies.
Duh.
Oh, I'm just reading it for our listeners. What?
Who was also known as...
Two what? Deuce? Two Deuce?
Two Deuce?
I'm gonna go with my gut and say Benito Mussolini.
So is it like crappy people?
I don't know. Her guess.
So Vladimir Lenin. I'll go Lenin. You go Mussolini and Pentachi.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You said the first one. Oh, Lenin. Crap. Man, my guts are good.
Isn't it weird that these people have a mom?
And probably children too.
So sad.
It's very sad.
Where's Where in the body is the
uvula
located?
The throat.
The foot or the throat?
C, the throat. The throat.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Level up. Level up.
Yes. The throat. It's your little...
That's the little dingly thing that sticks in the back of your throat.
Punching bag. I don't have tonsils anymore. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
It's a cock. Wow. We were just talking about her.
It's...
Read it, Trent.
What is Meghan Markle's real name?
I know it.
I don't know it. What do you think?
No, you have to say because you don't know it.
I'm going to go with C, Sarah Meghan Markle.
I'm going to go with A, Rachel Meghan
Markle. Okay, then it's probably A. We just talked about how much more you know about the royal family than
me. It's because her name in her show was Rachel, and that's how I like looked it up. Drink a drink. I love her.
She seems kind.
Yeah. Like genuine.
Yeah. Just no kind.
She might be a bitch. Who knows?
She seems kind.
Prior to Judi Dench, who played M in the James Bond franchise?
Yeah, no sé. I'm going to go with Ian McKellen.
I'm going to go with A, Robert Brown.
I'm going to go with C, Kenneth Branagh.
Branagh.
Because I don't think Ian McKellen was in the James Bond.
Yeah, A, Robert Brown.
Robert Brown.
Man, my guts are so good.
I don't even know who that guy is.
Me neither. That's why I guess.
Okay. What? Did you see the name of that movie he was in?
What was it?
I don't want to say.
Rewind it, Trent.
I want Trent to say it because I don't want to say it.
I'll say it. No, rewind.
Rewind just a little bit.
Okay. Octopussy?
Oh, yeah.
After the death of Bernard Lee, M was recast with Robert Brown, who first appeared in Octopussy in 1983.
Stop saying it.
Brown played M upon 1989 License to Kill.
I hate that.
Oh, that's funny.
Which of the following planet is largest? Mercury, Venus, or Mars?
Venus.
Oh, God.
Come on, Lauren.
I know. I think Venus.
We were watching WALL-E today.
WALL-E.
I hadn't seen it in a long time. Oh yeah.
Oh man. Because Venus and Earth are called the sisters.
Mercury's little.
Yeah, Mercury and...
I know Mars is little.
I didn't realize Mars was that little.
I knew Mars is little.
What was the final Beatles album?
The final?
What was the final Beatles album recorded? Help, Abbey Road, or Let It Be?
I'm going to say Help.
Help. Help. I need somebody.
Abbey Road was the last one?
Yeah, because he was actually dead.
Remember? Paul is dead.
I know, that's what I said. I don't even know if I've been drinking with when I got them wrong. Have I? Scoreboard. We don't even know which ones
I'm a genius.
I think you probably were. I think you did probably get.
Wait, let's like Google. What's a show you think you would do good on? Well, this will be the last one. No.
How drunk are y'all?
The Bachelor.
But I had never seen The Bachelor, so I got everyone wrong.
I got all the Office ones wrong.
Also, but you've seen The Office.
A long time ago.
Okay, what's another show that you think you...
Friends?
Okay, let's do a Friends trivia.
Help. Need somebody. Help.
And this will be the last one.
Just anybody. Help. Oh my gosh, he did.
Here we go. The best friends. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Okay.
This one?
Yeah. We'll only do 10 because we only did 10 of The Office.
Yeah.
Five rounds.
Ooh, oh, let's go. General knowledge. Round one.
What color is the couch in Central Perk? Oh my God.
Purple?
Is it purple? No, it's not purple. Brown.
Isn't
brown.
It like olive?
Yeah, it's like a brownish. Like a reddish brown.
Wait,
it doesn't give you an answer?
Oh,
wait,
that's dumb.
Wait, scroll down. It says the answers are in. Scroll down a little bit more. The link. Click on that link.
The Google one?
Yeah.
Then you're going to see all the answers. Close your eyes.
Okay. You have to do the rest of the pod with our eyes closed?
Alyssa, you're peeking.
I'm not. I actually can't even see that.
Did you get it? What was the answer?
I have it.
What was the answer?
Orange.
Woo! Oh, you have it over there? Oh,
okay, was my reddish brown close, though? Okay, let's take a drink.
Yeah, we both got it wrong.
There's so many browns.
We're going with round, just round one.
Yeah. What a good... Eight.
What
eight
is
B?
Monica's
7B.
Flat number?
7B?
I feel like it's 8B. Yeah, this music is like... Ooh. What is it?
20.
This is like really hard trivia where you like don't... where you have to really pay attention to the show.
And this is just the first round.
And friends, I have...
what are Rachel's sisters
Amy
called?
Amy
and...
Oh, my God.
Julie? No. Julie's a wife.
Jill.
Amy and Jill.
You're correct.
Yes.
Okay.
What do Ross and Rachel share in the pilot EP? Share?
A donut or muffin or something?
Coffee.
What did I say? Pastry. You said coffee.
Some sort of beverage.
An Oreo.
But does pastry count?
No.
It's kind of a pastry.
Okay, no. If you went to the British Bake Off and you're like, it's pastry week, and you made an Oreo, that would
Maybe.
Not be. No. Okay.
It's pastry week.
Next. What is the name of Joey's imaginary friend?
Oh, I think this is in the game that they played.
I forgot.
I don't remember either. Open up part of my brain. I don't know.
It's Maurice the Space Cowboy.
Which two friends never kiss? Joey and Phoebe?
Joey and Phoebe kiss. Chandler kisses everybody.
Ross and Monica.
And
Ross and Monica.
No, they kissed. They kissed. Crap, they kissed. She was his first kiss. Or he was her first kiss.
What?
But you don't see it.
Ew.
Yeah, remember it was like my mystery midnight kiss. Was Ross, and he thought he was kissing Rachel. Okay, Chandler and Monica are married, obviously. Uh-huh. Joey and Phoebe, Rachel and Ross.
Joey and Chandler. Final answer.
No, it's not two guys.
Rachel and Chandler.
No,
Chandler kisses everybody when they come back after he was with Monica. He kisses everybody.
Rachel and Monica.
Is it Joey?
It's guy and girl.
Guy and girl.
Joey
okay.
and Monica.
Yes.
Oh,
nice.
What's funny is they were written to like actually be the love interest, but it just didn't work out that way.
Yeah. They have no chemistry. What's the name Joey wants for his son?
Joey.
I think you're right. Is it Joey?
It's Joey.
Nope.
Maurice. Maurice the Space Cowboy. I don't know.
It's the Hulk.
What?
Why did Chandler get sent to work in Oklahoma?
Because he was asleep. He was asleep in the meeting. Is that what you're gonna say?
He went to Tulsa too, by the way.
By the way. Is that what you're gonna say?
You are correct.
I didn't know that, so I'm gonna drink. What is the first character to talk in Friends? Who is the first character?
Ross?
I feel like it's Ross.
Let's see.
Nope, it's Monica.
Name the triplets Phoebe gives birth to.
I know one's Chandler. One's Frank Jr.
Mm-hmm. Phoebe Jr.?
No.
Phoebe Jr.?
Oh, what's the third one?
What's the third one, Trent?
Leslie.
Would not have remembered that.
Name all the layers in Rachel's
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
7 points.
Okay. It's like peas, I know for sure. Like whipped cream. Ground beef. There's also
chocolate pudding.
Is chocolate pudding one of them, Trent?
No.
Okay, pudding? But peas and ground beef are one of them, right?
Peas is.
Not ground beef?
No.
Like, is it beef stroganoff or
beef
something like that?
Beef sauteed with peas and onions.
Yeah.
And then like.
So specific.
And then some sort of like chocolate dish, like a cheesecake or something.
You're not going to. You're only on three.
Okay. Let's try it. Yeah. Tell them. Let's tell drink. Us.
Lady fingers, jam, custard, raspberries, beef sauteed with peas and onions, bananas, and whipped cream.
That's funny. Lady fingers is funny.
What was the name of the movie that was supposed to be Joey's big break?
Oh my God. Is it when he just becomes...
It wasn't like mac and cheese. What was it?
Mac and cheese is the show.
Oh.
Yeah, no sé.
I don't know.
Shutter Speed.
Shutter Speed.
But I don't know that.
What year did the last... 2004.
Yep.
Wow. How did you know that?
Because it went for 10 years.
Wait, how many questions? Are we still on round one?
Yep.
Wow.
According to Joey, what day is Thursday?
The third day. Third day. Thursday.
Yep.
That is so dumb. Why did Phoebe break up with Gary the cop? I don't remember Gary
oh,
the cop.
Oh, you would like Gary the cop. He was like typical New York cop.
I don't remember why they
broke up. He's a famous comedian. I think that y'all probably listened to him or have heard his stand up before too.
He shot a bird.
Oh, well, that's right.
What is the name of Joey's bar?
Mary? Maria? Maria? No.
Bar? Barca Lounger?
Barca Lounger, his Kleiner.
I don't remember.
Why am I thinking Maria?
Rosita.
Rosita. What did Melissa and Rachel wear when they kissed?
Coconut bras.
How do you know all this?
I watched this a lot.
It's coconuts knocking.
Because she could still hear coconuts knocking when she thinks about Rachel.
What free channel do the friends...
Porn.
What free channel do the friends not want to turn off in case they lose it? What free channel?
Porn. They got free porn.
Yeah.
Oh, that was worded weird. What does Rachel convince Bonnie to do at the beach house?
Shave her head.
Shave her head.
Yep.
Shave her head!
And that's the end of round one.
All right.
That was fun. We did three. We did The Office, which I let myself down. We did the regular trivia, which I think I did okay.
You did good.
And then the Friends trivia, I also let myself down.
And I shone.
You shone?
I shined.
Alyssa's drank way too much wine.
Is my face really red?
Yep.
Bye, everybody.
Just so you guys know, we're doing a little bit of a switch for Messy Bun Sisters. We're moving it to about once a month. Because we can do what we want. This is our podcast.
No, I need a little slow down in my life.
Yeah. And we can do as much as we can. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you had fun. Hope you drank with us. We'll see you probably in a couple weeks because it'll be the first week of December.
Oh, yeah.